Salve.
A nežli rakouský stát krutý, rozpadnul se na kousky, šmeral.
Hi, and welcome to Soundcheck, which is going to sound checker than ever today, because we're going to talk about the Czechification of foreign place names, i.e. exonyms. We'll start with Austria, because after hundreds of years of cohabitation, Czechs have renamed just about everything in the country, beginning with the word Austria itself, Rakousko in Czech, as you can hear in this song by Šlapeto, Kampak na nás bolševici, where they sing about the Rakouský stát, meaning the Austrian Empire.
A nežli Rakouský stát krutý, rozpadnul se na kousky, šmeral byl vždy černožlutý přívrženec rakouský.
Before the Austrian state fell into bits, Schmerl had always been a black and yellow Austrian devotee, but when nothing came of Austria, he sank his teeth into Bolshevism. Another song about the various thumbs that Czechs have found themselves under over the centuries. Czechs have an intimate relationship with Austria, of course, not just because they are neighbors, but because the Austrian monarchy ruled the Czech lands for nearly 400 years, and so the whole map of the country has been Czechified. Near the Czech-Austrian border is a town called, and excuse my German pronunciation, Rabs an der Thaya, and historically it and its 11th century castle was called Radgos, which was Czechified as Rakousy. The country lying beyond the castle came to be referred to Rakousy as well, giving rise to the modern Rakousko.
A nežli rakouský stát krutý, rozpadnul se na kousky, šmeral byl vždy černožlutý přívrženec rakouský.
There are several ways that Austrian towns are renamed in Czech. In many cases, they are simply made to sound Czech, like the Alpine town of Bludenz, Bludenec in Czech, or Krems an der Donau, which is Kremže in Czech, and gave its name to the spicy Kremská mustard. They may have their meaning translated. The small, nearby town of Horn, for example, is Rohy, and Salzburg used to be called Solnohrad, meaning literally salt castle, just as it does in German. And then there are Austrian names taken from Old Slavonic that have retained their original names in Czech. The town or river of Zvetl, for instance, was named Svetla, meaning a clearing by previous Slavic inhabitants, and it is still called that in Czech today. Austria's second city, Graz, was probably founded by Slavs. A grad or hrad is a fortress in Slavic languages, and today it is called Štýrský hradec in Czech, Styrian fortress.
A nežli rakouský stát krutý, rozpadnul se na kousky, šmeral byl vždy černožlutý přívrženec rakouský.
It isn't just Austria that Czechs have renamed, of course. Germany is famously known as Německo because the people there can't speak. They are Němi, or mute. The German town of Aachen is called Zachi, apparently a confused recitation of the phrase zu Aachen. Lots of other European cities have simply garbled names in Czech, like Kodaň, which is Copenhagen, Drážďany, Dresden, or Benátky, Venice.
A nežli rakouský stát krutý, rozpadnul se na kousky, šmeral byl vždy černožlutý přívrženec.
Some other places elsewhere are translated literally as well, like Munich, Mnichov, or a place of monks. And some are translated badly, like the German town of Konstanz, which was named after a Roman emperor, but is called Kostnice, or ossuary in Czech. The rules for all this are, of course, non-existent, and so it's recommended that you don't try translating place names on your own. New Zealand in Czech, for example, is Nový Zéland. But if you try to book a flight to Nový York, for example, you will be mercilessly laughed at, so beware.
A nežli rakouský stát krutý, rozpadnul se na kousky, šmeral byl vždy černožlutý přívrženec rakouský.
Když nic nekoukal z Rakous, do bolševismu se zakous, mučenicky škl...